Hello, I'm Jen Seeger, and my role is to lead partner profitability for the Worldwide Partner Group, with the goal of helping to improve business profitability for all of our partners. I'm happy to be here today to speak to you about the eighth installment of a nine-part training we've created along with our content partner, Service Leadership, to help you get your business transitioned to the cloud. Today, we'll be talking about the importance of compensation strategy and how to incorporate any new line of business into that strategy. This session will help guide you to create effective incentive compensation plans for sales and the rest of the organization to safely encourage them to adopt the cloud business transition strategy. When you're implementing a new cloud business option, you'll want to evaluate how you will financially compensate your employees to make them part of a successful campaign. Incentives should include not only sales personnel, but also engineering or service employees. By including all of those teams, you demonstrate your commitment to the chosen cloud business option and greatly improve its chances of success. In this slide, you'll see the different traits that a low-performing solution provider has as compared to their high-performing counterparts. The biggest mistake you can make in regards to compensation is to show a lack of commitment by not structuring the compensation structure appropriately. Compensation can make or break your cloud business strategy. Low-performing solution providers fail to convince the sales team that they're committed to the new offering. They do this by either not making the carrot attractive or by failing to put a stick of any sort in the incentive plan. In other words, they enable sales to hit their performance goals and make their expected income without selling any or enough of the new cloud offering. This is a management mistake and leaves salespeople thinking that it would be risky to bring the new offering to their customers because the offering might go away. Maturity in sales compensation is evidenced mostly by two factors. One is the percentage of sales compensation derived from commissions, and the other is the extent to which commissions are tied to accurate gross margin calculations. Low maturity solution providers often start with 100% commission plans. These evolve to 50-50 plans when quality suffers and leads are scarce. Top performers, however, pay 70% commissions, but this is on much higher production. Two, their lead generation engines are running well and sales is closing a high percentage of proposals. The progression to paying on gross margin starts with estimates of gross margin and moves to accurate calculations of actual gross margin. All the while, the more mature solution providers are hitting sales goals and budgets accurately. Take a moment to review this slide and see where you land in terms of sales incentive compensation maturity and identify the steps you should take to progress to the next level. Product-centric partners need to remember that services gross margins are higher than product and pay commission accordingly. Discounting of any kind should be strongly discouraged, especially in the early stages of your rollout. All partners should avoid viewing commissions on service sales as a perpetual payment. It's appropriate to pay on the length of the initial contract, but renewals become the responsibility of service employees at much lower incentive levels. Another characteristic of high-performing solution providers is having incentive plans for all employees, not just sales. The proportion of bonus to salary for service employees is much lower than sales, but does increase with maturity. Top-performing solution providers have both group and individual incentives for technical employees. They're also careful not to overpay for expected performance, but rather accelerate rewards for the star players and decelerate rewards for those below average. See the accompanying slide for more detail. Partners just beginning to sell cloud and other recurring revenue services may want to concentrate first on group performance incentives for service employees. Cloud and managed services are group sports, and this can be a new concept for many just entering the business. This slide shows the incentive compensation for non-sales roles, such as engineers. Take a moment to review this slide and see where you land. Identify the steps you should take to progress to the next level. Partners just beginning to sell cloud and other recurring revenue services may want to concentrate first on group performance incentives for service employees. Cloud and managed services require teamwork for success, and this can be a new concept for many just entering the business. Before you begin to choose a compensation plan, remember your strategic business objectives and your business model. All compensation incentives must be aligned to your strategic objectives. Additionally, total company compensation must be tied to your business model. The plan must be affordable and within budget, and when the employee is successful, it should make you and the employee a fair share of the profit. Simply put, a good incentive plan drives employee behavior to deliver results that meet or exceed sales targets and are also in line with your strategic objectives and your business model. From an employee's point of view, the incentive plan should meet certain requirements. It should be fair. The employee should be able to influence the outcome that affects his payment. The plan is measurable and attainable. The commission calculations are easily understood. And if the employee greatly exceeds sales targets, then compensation exceeds market for the position. Likewise, the compensation plan needs to be one which creates wins for your company. These needs should be that the plan must be affordable. It must drive behavior which supports company goals. The objectives drive high performers and reward great performances by any individual or team. The plan pays just above market rates to build company reputation. The company is protected if performance is below certain thresholds, and the incentive plan is easy to calculate from an accounting perspective. Company leaders must decide how to incentivize the service through total compensation. Some of the pay should be salary and some should be commission, but what's affordable? Sales performance varies widely. This slide, based upon research by Service Leadership, offers some guidance. Take a moment to find your predominant business model. The calculations in the data are gross margin dollars for the period divided by sales W-2 wages. These are base and commission wages only, not fully loaded costs. Product-centric partners should aim for $5 in gross margin for every $1 they spend on sales. This is top performance. Project and managed services partners will see even higher gross margin per sales dollars due to the high gross margin percentages in these businesses. Your goal should be $8 in gross margin for every $1 spent on sales. Compensating your employees with an incentive plan that drives results is important to implementing a successful new service. All employees, both sales and engineering, should be involved in the compensation plan, and quarterly and yearly goals need to be evaluated at least monthly to keep employees focused on company sales targets. Measure your gross margin yielded from each dollar spent on sales and work to improve this. This concludes Chapter 8. The next and final chapter in this training offers guidelines for keeping your cloud business strategy on track. I hope you found this content useful. See you in our next session.